Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Claudia Cleary, and I would like to personally welcome you to Namaste Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio /GGM. It is so awesome to have you here today. It is a gorgeous day here in St. Louis, and I hope wherever you are located, you're having a marvelous time yourself, and it's beautiful weather. And if you're in America and stateside, I hope you have a marvelous 4th of July weekend planned for yourself. And I would like to tell you also that there are some interesting things that are going on Blog Talk Radio. First of all, I would like to say a great big shout-out to Tina Marie, who is normally the host of Monday nights at 7 o'clock. She does... Tina, tell me what the name of your show is. I know that it's On Days.
You're pulling me in. Okay, it's Primarily Paranormal.
Yes, I'm pulling you in shamelessly. Yes,
no,
what time is your show?
I was just going to be quiet.
Okay, you can be totally quiet. That's fine.
I was just going to be quiet. Yeah, we...
What time is your show?
It's 7 p.m. Central.
7 p.m. Central? Awesome. So I just would like to say a great big shout-out and thank you because Tina is taking over the support duties for me for today, which I appreciate. And I also would like to say to anybody who is listening, it's wonderful to have you here, and that if you are interested in talking to me about nutritional products or you have any kind of nutritional questions, please don't hesitate to email me. It's very easy to get a hold of me. You can find me on Facebook. I'll accept just about any friend request. But also, if you have a specific question, you can email me at claudia.cleary, that's C-L-A-U-D-I-A, Cleary, at yahoo.com. And I will be happy to answer whatever emails that I receive from you. And one of the other things that I also wanted to let you know about is that my company, what's called Market America, is now branching into Europe. We are into UK, we are into Spain, and we're slowly spreading way across the entire continent. I'm kind of excited about this. But for those of you who are interested in finding really good quality pharmaceutical-grade supplementation and you haven't been able to find what you're looking for, please contact me. We have some amazing specials that are going on right now. I'm looking right now on the banner of the website, which is shop.com/Claudia Cleary. We have the Prime Advantage Kit, which is a bottle of Prime Joint Support. And let's see what else exactly is in this. The Prime HGH Secretagogue Enhancer, which is a really great product. And Prime Ultimate Lung Formula by Isotonics. And these products do a great job of synergistically working together in order to help you feel and function optimally in your 30s, well, into your 40s, 50s, and beyond as you did in your 20s and 30s, which is a humongous advantage for older people who really prefer to be able to stay as active as they would like. So that's just something for all of you to think about if you are interested. That's just one of the many different product regimens that I work with. The thing that's so nice is that when you end up purchasing the whole kit together, you save 39% than if you were to buy each product individually by itself. So that's just one thing for you to consider. So moving right along, today on my show, I have someone who I have been wanting to have on as a guest for a long time. I'd like to introduce you to John Von Nuding, who is calling in from your. And any of the people who are listening in, I'm just very excited that you have chosen to spend your hour with us for right now. John is a remarkable individual. He sang opera for many, many years, and he also is very open and enlightened. And I think probably the best way of introducing him is just to bring him on. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Claudia. It's really good to be here.
and welcome to everyone else as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. John and his wife, Elaine, run the Ascension School. Can you please talk a little bit about what you do within this program that you work with?
Well, the Ascension School is something we started about 4 years ago, and it's really helping anyone who feels they want to raise their frequency energetically. And whatever their modality is, we want to find ways of supporting them to support themselves. And because, you know, it's all very well for us to be external and support them, but we want them to become internal so that they can support themselves, if that makes sense. And
of course.
And really, that's what the Ascension School is about, very simply. It works through sound, through different modalities, through movement and touch, and various methods that accelerate the access process into consciousness.
Mm-hmm. How did you develop an interest in this kind of program? And obviously, you have developed it from your own studies. What's the background behind the school?
Well, it's more you enable yourself and that enables others to see or feel the energy that you have, and you can then hold a space, if you like, energetically for others to be able to co-create with you. And this is really powerful and empowering, and the idea is you will then, when you're not in a group, you will have the same frequency that you generate when you are in a group, or in a group can be two people, of course.
So I guess what I'm asking you, John, is what is the history behind this program's evolution? What was it that you and your wife decided or noticed that you needed to do in order to bring out to people outside of yourself?
I would
like to get a sense of your own history so that, you know, you can explain where this evolved from.
I feel that this really came from listening to others and feeling a connection that was beyond the physical, the verbal, you know, the other dimensions that we connect through, and becoming very aware of this. Elaine, even before I met her, was aware of this, and I think I was to some extent, but not as much as when we connected, because we have a very strong, what I call some people might call a twin flame connection. And twin flame connections are multidimensional, all connections are multidimensional, but so there are many aspects to the way that works, but also throughout the time I've known Elaine, I've also been working with children, with kids, and they are so empowering if you'll only listen to them, if you'll only imagine that they have a story to tell you that you can learn from them, and not just the regular things of being a parent and going through all the service that one has to give in that, but it's more they are massive communicators on these other levels, and it's really empowering when you can find a way of connecting with them, and that can be, as Elaine initially discovered, through telepathy with her work with children, and now I also telepath with many, adults as well as children, and it's just there are many methods of communication, and these empower us to be in a higher frequency, to live more consciously, to be more conscious, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a set formula or a set program, because there are many programs. There are many programs that many groups throughout the world are all on, and some of them overlap, and some of them, you know, it's like being in a different country and not understanding the language. But energetically, when I come across a group that is very different, I can appreciate their work, but I can also sometimes recognize that it's not my work or not my work to connect with them. And those around me are very guided in being aware of what is theirs and what is someone else's, if you like.
So when you say that you're talking about multi-dimensional connections with people,
yes.
Can you explain that in a little bit more detail?
It's hard to explain it in words, okay. There are a couple of films that I think are good examples of multi-reality experiences trying to be represented on in this physical plane, if you like. One is a film that was made quite a few years ago that had Gwyneth Paltrow in it, called Sliding Doors. And in this movie, she drops an earring on a railway platform, and she makes a choice to go one way or the other. And in this film, you see the different realities that she could have chosen or chooses, and you have to see the film to decide which one she chooses, but that doesn't really matter. More is that she creates these alternative realities, and there are many. I heard someone asking a question of Cryon the other night, that they'd heard that there were 12 other realities. Well, I don't feel it's limited to that. There are as many multidimensional realities as we need for our own experience.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I think I just saw a really interesting movie recently that would also illustrate what you're describing too. It's called Cloud Atlas.
I was gonna mention that as the other one.
Yeah.
And there's another one called Mr. Nobody that also represents multidimensionality and other realities.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Cloud Atlas is a really good example. Even better if you can read the book of Cloud Atlas, which I have read about a month ago. And it adds to the film, if you like, in terms of these realities and the fact that we have soul groups and we live through many lifetimes reincarnating with these soul groups and having different experiences in each incarnation.
In each group. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, do you think there's a connection between the opera singing that you and being able to incorporate that into dipping the awareness, multisensory skills,
yes, I do.
Okay.
The connection, of course, is sound, and so each of us has a resonant frequency, and it's valuable if we can explore what that resonant frequency is, or what resonant frequencies we respond to. And opera is one way of doing that in a multidimensional way. And although I didn't realize it when I started singing in opera and then running my own opera company, it was very much going out and sharing these frequencies with others in a very multidimensional way, in a very much a way that raises the frequency of all involved. And that, as I became more conscious of that process, then I and Elaine and others around us, we started working in the sort of sound healing environment. And that still goes on, of course. And that, mm-hmm. that's what the opera was, really, because it was a form of sound healing and still is, of course. But I think we now, or feel we now, work in groups making our own sounds. So it's not someone just giving a performance and others receiving it. It's much more valuable for the group if we all make a sound, if we all explore what those sounds are. And it doesn't have to be a beautiful sound. It's finding beauty in your own resonance frequency and feeling the joy sure. that brings and mm-hmm. you can feel. And we work with sound as one of our principal mediums of connecting to higher levels of consciousness. And it is really powerful. Elaine is more a specialist in sound than I am. I'm not saying I don't work with sound, but her sound is different, and the way she picks up on the sound of someone's voice, which I do to some extent, but she really is very much in tune with it, if you like. Mm-hmm. You know, she'll have someone speak to her and will know immediately from the sound of the voice what's gone on in their energy field or what is going on in their energy field. And whereas I suppose I just work in the energy field rather than connect through the sound, principally anyway. I do connect through the sound as well, but not to the same extent as Elaine. Anyway, I'm getting a bit technical and it's getting a bit complicated maybe. So.
No, it's okay. It's good. It's good information that I'm sure my listening audience would appreciate and appreciate. If anybody has any questions, please, I just want you to know that you are more than welcome to call into the program. If you're stateside, you can call in at 347-237-5339. Again, the number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your dial pad, and then that will put you in the queue to come on and ask John one question if you would like to. And if you cannot call for various reasons, you're also welcome to go to the internet site. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio and then just go to the chat room on the site itself, and Tina Marie will let me know that you would like to ask a question through me to John. And so I just wanted to find out more information about some of the things that you do actually in the workshops. What are some of the experiences that the participants have had and the results that you have heard as feedback from the things that you do?
Gosh, that's very general.
You can be as specific as you want or as general as you want. I'm okay with either one.
Okay. I'm just searching for an example. Well, I've seen people from being in what I would call a lower frequency and not receiving information consciously about other members of the group or other members of their family. Or telepathing. I've seen all these aspects come forward in someone's energetic field, and they have been able to experience it as well. And also the feeling of being able to support each other as it's like a family group energetically. Those are examples of how it is in the group.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that if someone feels they are drawn to be in this type of group, and there is often some fear that comes to the surface because of the intellect resisting it. But if they can overcome that fear and come to the group and be in the group because they are drawn to be there, and this goes for whatever they're drawn to, actually, not just groups that we have. then they must follow that heartfelt feeling. And sometimes it's really strong, and you feel like you have absolutely no choice to follow this intention to be in a group or at a gathering or meeting someone or going to a place. I've learned that if I follow that feeling, then the universe is so synchronous and supportive that it's really very joyful. I'm not sure what to add to that at the moment.
No, this is good. It's really, really interesting. What are some of your own experiences that you have had maybe recently, maybe a long time ago, that created a major impact in your life in this area that sort of might have changed the, you know, just the forward momentum of what you had thought you were going to do and where you ended up landing? I mean, I'm looking at your biography. You were born in South Africa, correct? And then you moved to England?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that in itself was, you know, I was talking about different realities. Well, I'm aware of another reality where I stayed in South Africa and I have a life there. And that life has different aspects within it. So where I've made different choices about being there and growing up and so on in that environment. So I didn't become aware of that until comparatively recently, you know, maybe in the last 10 years or so. But I had dreams about it and other choices. So I suppose even 20, 30 years ago, I was being shown these other aspects of who we are, but I wasn't conscious of it, if you like, on a physical living level. And as I connected with others, like when I met Elaine, it was really, you know, a really powerful wake up, really.
How did you meet Elaine?
Oh, well, she came to a performance, and when I was running the opera company on my own, I was running it with a few others, and she came to a performance, and I just couldn't see anyone else in the room. It was that sort of moment. And I knew I had to get
an interesting moment.
Yeah, and I knew I had to get to know her. And I sensed a little resistance, so I worked gently at it, really. And I say gently, but once we agreed to get to know each other, she moved into my house within 3 weeks. So that wasn't very long. once we made a commitment, we knew it was the right one, and we've been together for 23 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, 23 years.
It's wonderful. What separates a twin flame relationship from many people who get together, fall in love, and get married and don't have that kind of a connection?
But a twin flame relationship doesn't have to be a romantic one. I've come across many twin flames. In fact, more twin flames, as I would describe them, that would be in business partnership or brothers, twins, or a grandmother and grandchild. You know, all sorts of strong relationships but not necessarily. People very often expect the twin flame to be a romantic one, but it's in my understanding, it's really not necessarily the case. Sometimes a relationship can be much more enduring on a lifetime basis, and romantic ones aren't always like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens that I believe and Elaine believes that we are twin flames, but I don't want to. I don't really want to dwell on that because I think we're much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
In all the aspects of who we are.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's just that sometimes I think people get interested because they hear terms and they're not quite sure exactly what they mean. And either they interpret them in a specific way and stick the definition into a box instead of understanding that there are sometimes many definitions behind the same expression or term.
I would always say it's a little bit dangerous to put something in a box because it might want to get out.
Of course.
If it's too restrictive.
Right.
And so I think we should be as free as possible in our definitions of what the universe holds.
My experiences over the years, and I've been, you know, exploring these kinds of studies for many, many years since I was a teenager myself, and I will not mention how long ago that was, but...
You're much younger than I am.
Oh, yeah. The term soulmate is one that is actually another one that's sort of not really understood too clearly. And people seem to have this idea that soulmate, just like twin flame, I think it's somewhat coming up along the same line of definition. But my experience has been that with soulmate, a lot of people think that it means the be-all, end-all romantic relationship. And correct me if I'm wrong, but a soulmate sometimes can be a connection between a two people who kind of get married, but it might not be quite exactly the way people expect that it's supposed to be. Would you agree or not agree with that?
No, I'd agree with that. I would always say expect the unexpected,
mm-hmm.
which sounds like a cliche, but it's, it is a cliche, but it's true as well. In my understanding of how the universe works, it's often... You know, you're looking for a soulmate, but a soulmate may be completely different from your original definition. I'll put that in inverted commas. And so I think if we can just be prepared to reevaluate our reference points all the time and frequently reevaluate. I mean, I and shown so many extraordinary things about this reality and well, this universe and the other aspects of knowledge that are on this star system and many others. So I'm every moment I'm prepared to look at things with a completely different perspective.
Mhm. It's really a wise decision. Okay.
Well, I don't know about wise.
It's
a realistic one, I think, in my understanding.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like juggling five things here at the same time.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you would. I just would like to give everybody the number to call in again if they're interested. It's 347-237-5339. Again, the number is 347-237-5339. If you would like to ask John a question, push 1 once you're into the system, and that puts you in the queue to come up for a question and for us to take your call. And we're going to take a short break, and we will be back in just a moment. John, if you would be kind enough to hold on.
My pleasure.
For a station ID and break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, a comprehensive guide of rocks, crystals, and stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Hello, this is Claudia Cleary, and we are on Namaste Nutrition on blogtalkradio.com/GGM. My intrepid producer today is out of town, so Tina Marie is filling in from Primarily Paranormal. She is broadcasting on Monday nights. Thank you so much again, Tina. And my guest today is John von Muding. And
hello.
Hi, John. Where exactly are
Tina,
you right
Marie.
Now?
I'm in a very lovely old schoolhouse in Suffolk in England, on the east coast of England. We're next to the North Sea, and it's a finer evening than when the show started. We have blue sky now, so something must be working.
Oh, beautiful. I would hope so. It sounds gorgeous there.
Yeah, it is a beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a room that we normally have gongs and crystal bowls and various other instruments around, and we sing in it. And we've just been returning, well, on Sunday we returned from Holland, so all our instruments are all packed away in their covers at the moment. So the room is quite spacious, and it has a skylight, so I can see, well, the sky at the moment, but the stars hopefully later. And it's a really lovely place to be in.
It sounds beautiful.
So I hope I painted a picture. Yeah, it is. Thank you.
You did. You had talked before, I think we were discussing, I think you and I had a conversation before about how people who are right-brained tend to talk in pictures. That's the way children talk. And
Yes. What
you just did was painting a beautiful picture.
I think I am fairly right-brained, although they tried to push the left brain on me too much when I was younger.
I became
a professional for a long time, yeah. But I've let go of that now, so that's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I just have a question for you, because one of the things that we talked about, you know, or that, you know, I'm looking at, because you said that children in many cases talk and they see things in pictures. I would imagine that even if children are indigos or crystals or whatever they are, and we can go into the definitions at another point, but how do you think that indigo children, as they grow up and become adults, function effectively in an adult world when linear thinking and left-brain thinking is more predominant and more considered acceptable when, you know, as indigos, people like you and me think in pictures?
Well, I would say they need to be encouraged to realize that they can live like that. They can be like that. And they can live very effectively in other worlds, if you like, by learning how to be themselves and trusting that they're in a safe space where they can express themselves. Mm-hmm. And so the work that I, well, have done for quite a number of years, but I'm really working on at the moment with several others, is exactly that, to enable those who are children, teenagers, young adults, to realize their potential and live the reality that they really want to live, rather than one that they feel has been forced upon them by the system. And so if you allow yourself to be guided by your inner guidance, rather than have some sort of fear-based system controlling you, you can you can still effectively live in as you need it in the fear-based system, but you don't live in it through fear.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
It does.
It's living entirely from a perspective of consciousness and love, and not being fazed by anything that presents itself. Just understanding that this is part of our experience, and we deal with it either with fear if we're in the old system, or we can deal with it with love and it goes much more smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is very much the work that I'm involved with now with young people, and also adults, but mainly young people.
Mm-hmm.
And as I suspect with you, Claudia, as well, our children have had a big influence in this. And I know my son, who's now almost 15, but you would think he was much older if you met him, in many respects, not all, because sometimes he's just a teenager. He taught me so much about how the universe is, and it's part of his process to show others and do it without, I mean, just by being it rather than discussing it or verbalizing what the way things should be. They are just, these young people are very often just a behavior model, if you like, if we only learn to understand what the model is trying to tell us. You know, the classic example is the child that gets angry with the parent all the time. And I have experienced this too, because the parent is not listening to the child. And as soon as the parent understands and gets the message, and it might be an energetic message, it might be much simpler than that. As soon as that happens, then the child's behavior alters radically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this demonstrated in many situations with parents and children, and with teachers and children, when I've gone into schools with this approach as well. And it's just very interesting to see how much ground can be covered where, you know, people have given up on children because of their behavior, and you come in with a very different but energetic approach, and it's like they lighten because they can feel the light that you're trying to share with them, that you are sharing with them. So it's almost like if they recognize you and they recognize the language that you're sharing with them, then their behavior changes.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on. Well, I mean, it's a bit more than that, of course, but at an essential level, that's very powerful and is easy to demonstrate.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm sure. My daughter.
Hey guys,
herself
you've got
is,
a caller coming in.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, great.
Would you like to pass that caller through for us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's try to pull it up. It's a Skype caller. All right. You've got Skype on air.
Welcome to the program with Claudia and John on Namaste Nutrition. To who are we speaking?
They may be listening, but they're on Skype.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Are you there?
Absolutely.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to the program. What can we do you for? Would you like to ask us, John, a question?
Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to ask a question?
He's on Skype. We've got a lot of bad weather in our area. All right, Skype caller, please.
Okay.
If you'd like to say something, please bring it on up. Great show today, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It feels good.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is put him back on mute, and we'll try to bring him back up. It could be just a listener, but it shows that they wanted to hear. Oh, see, it's the weather. It is very severe in my area. I'll leave you all alone.
Okay.
Go back to your show. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you,
Tina.
You're welcome.
So just back to what we were talking about concerning children and parents and listening, it's very true. I think that sometimes it's very difficult for parents to be able to hear what their kids are saying because their parents have a very specific set of programming that's going on in their own heads, and the kids have their own expressions and thoughts that they'd like to get out, and it's hard for them with limited vocabulary to be able to express themselves when they're nonlinear thinkers, and they, in many cases, just picture things instead of verbalize them.
And if you learn to picture them yourself and you can exchange pictures with them, it's amazing what you can do. Some people would call that telepathy. It can be, but
of course,
it's just a simple way of communicating in pictures. And once that connection is made, it's really fascinating. I mean, I've even found that it works really well with animals too, and adults as well. I mean, I'm not sort of restricting it or limiting it, and it's been really valuable in our work with children and families to be able to explore that. And for the parents, I mean, even when one of the parents gets connected like that, and someone said in one of our workshops, I just dismissed that. I thought it was just my imagination that I was seeing these pictures. But this child had been telepathing with a parent all this time, and the parent hadn't recognized it. And it's just amazing when it happens, when the breakthroughs are made,
I think that it's one of those things where a lot of people dismiss the extrasensory or ESP type senses where, there's something that you can't tangibly explain. I use the explanation for people when they're in my yoga class, something people are picking up energetically and, on a real basic primal level of, the hair prickling on the back of your neck when you're in a room and your back is to the door and nothing actually is heard, but your hair starts to prickle on the back of your neck, right below your hairline, and you turn around, and there's a person standing. Yeah, you can feel the energy shifting, and it's either an animal or a person standing there, but you didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really cool sensation.
It's interesting because yoga and various types of activity like that will enhance your sensitivity to the chi, the energy that's around us or everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And we are, of course, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
the more
subtle we become in our approach to it, the more we can feel it and begin to understand some of it. And so practices like yoga are really valuable for that.
Yeah, I had a Hang on just one second. Her in. Okay. I had a yoga student this morning who was talking about some interesting sensation that he was experiencing. And I was explaining that this is actually very normal. You're doing yoga and you're really dedicated to it. And this person came into yoga class
yeah.
and just took to it, fish to water, and it was amazing. So, you know, it's one of those things that I think is pretty universal. And he was explaining some stuff to me about what he was feeling and getting really confused about it. And I said, no, what you're experiencing is very normal. You're developing an inner awareness of your own intuitive skills, and if you just keep working with it and don't try to block it or push it away, just keep working with it, it'll happen. It'll start to manifest, which is a really good feeling. We do have another caller in. It's area code 718. You are on the air with Claudia and John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
It's going great.
Well.
Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe. What is your question?
Well, I wanted to make a statement. I can relate with most of the stuff that you're saying when with using yoga. I had the same experience when I was using Reiki and when I was doing the students each level. Which is interesting, and I just wanted to remind people that when you're thinking about energy and doing spiritual practicing, remember that water is really helpful to work with.
Absolutely, Joe.
Because it's so pure. And, you know, our bodies are made out of 95%, I believe, of water.
No, it's actually a little bit less than that, but you're on the right track.
Okay. That's why I said I believe the churches use water, you know, like it's just very purifying. There is a book called Messages of Water where they play music towards
Dr. Emoto,
water.
I know the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that book. I actually went out and bought it. You know, I'm just passing on that, you know, it's such divine. And I'm feeling really great because I had a personal spiritual connection yesterday. And I'm, you know, still honored that I had it. But I was burning lavender incense because I love lavender. It's for purification, relaxing. While burning this incense, I felt the presence. And then telepathically, I heard, stay strong, my child. I love you. And then the presence left. So I called up my dad. I was like, they did. Did grandma like the scent lavender? Turns out she did. So there's no doubt in my mind that was a visualization of her just like, hey, I'm here, you know. So it's just been very powerful for me since the supermoon, since solar solstice. I've been trying to destroy the past of negativity and the bring it in, and today I went to a Catholic shrine, and they were holding a mass service that I got to experience again. So, you know, it's just different little things of consciousness that just show unconditional love and vibrating it.
Thank you
that's
so
lovely,
much.
Thank
oh, my God,
yeah,
what a great show we are having today. Claudia, your guest is excellent.
Yes.
Thank you for everybody that is tuned into the show today. Oh, my gosh, this has been so inspirational and powerful.
Yeah,
very rewarding.
You
know what? I've got to say, you know, when I got to know Claudia, here you've got two fierce women. They come into a situation, and she believes in nutrition and bringing up, trying to, you know, balance individuals out. And the people, mm-hmm. Claudia, you're having on your show tonight, I've just got to say, it's been my pleasure to do this for you.
I can relate to that.
Oh, wow.
I can relate to that because my mom is a dietitian.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important. And what we've got to do is we've got to move on because I want everybody out there, just like Claudia, to know about Greater Good Ministry Radio and also to know about Claudia and her guest that she had on the program today. We're going to take a real quick 30-second break. When we come back, thank you to the caller. Oh, isn't that awesome?
Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
It's so awesome. But we've got to take a break. We're running out of time. I want Claudia to be able to put her website out there and our guest. He is remarkable speaking about, you know, as a child, I put it in the chat room. I can identify with what he is saying. Cool beans. So this was a great
cool
opportunity
indeed.
For myself today. But we're going to go to a real quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back. Love and light. We'll be right back, guys. Everybody just take a deep breath. I'm doing the best I can on the switchboard. We got a big one, don't we, Claudia?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to try it.
Go right ahead.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
All right, we're back to the show. How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing fine, thank you.
All right, I'm turning it back over to y'all.
Thank you.
Where's Claudia?
I don't know.
Is she
Claudia,
there?
Claudia.
We're trying to bring her back up. Claudia?
I'm here. Yeah, Tina, you muted me.
Sorry.
That's okay. John, before we have to sign off, I just would like you to give people a list of, real quickly, your website, first of all, and second, are you planning on coming back to the States to do any of the classes that you teach anytime in the near future?
Yes, I am coming back probably in the fall, sometime around October, November. And it would be lovely to come to St. Louis if we can manage to fit that into our agenda. We'll have to see what people ask for. And so if you're interested, please contact me. Claudia's got my contact details.
John, I was just going to suggest, no, that's okay, I'm so sorry. I was just going to say that a good way of connecting with John so that you can find his website is to look for him on Facebook. He has a really strong Facebook presence. Yeah, John Von Nudin, and it's J-O-H-N, second word Von, V-O-N, N-U-D-I-N-D, through Facebook, and then you can check out his activities. Do you have your website listed through your Facebook?
Yes, it is, but... Most of what I'm doing now comes under an organization called Star Global Family, and that's on Facebook with its own page. And so that's probably the best way, really, to contact me. I do have an Ascension Circle website as well, but the Star Global Family is just as easy. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you so much for coming on to the show with us today. It was such a pleasure having you.
Well, we had an hour or two extra, then we could get a bit further in and we could actually maybe do a meditation in a group or something like that. That would be fun.
That would be marvelous.
But another time.
Absolutely. John, I'd love to have you come back sometime on the show. I'll have to have you in contact with Amanda to schedule you in the future.
Okay. Thanks, Claudia.
Yeah,
thanks,
I would really
Tina,
like that. And I think that, yeah, thank you again, Tina, for such a great job of helping us out. So if you would like to get a hold of me, if you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. You can always email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And I just would like to ask John one final thought or question or something that has occurred to you that you might like to tell my listening audience before we sign off officially.
Well, I would say always the most important thing is to follow your heart, and that that is the biggest, most powerful guidance that I've ever experienced, by letting go of all that interrupts that feeling of the heart through love and understanding of who you are as a loving, conscious being. So follow your heart.
Absolutely. Thank you again, John, for coming on to the show, and a big shout out to Tina Marie. Thank you so much for helping and taking care of the back end of everything. I really do appreciate it. And to my listeners, I really appreciate you tuning in to the show today. Please join me again next week on Wednesday of next week, 1 p.m. Central Time in the United States, for Namaste Nutrition. So to all of you, have a wonderful week. And for those of you in the United States, have a happy 4th of July. If you're not stateside, you're an American, you celebrate it. Happy 4th of July to you wherever you are in the world. And I hope you have a marvelous weekend.
I think we'll
weekend.
Celebrate it for you tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
I think that would be a good excuse, yeah.
Yes,
not that we need an excuse
to celebrate.
Shoot
up fireworks in England for us.
Yes, or I think a bottle of nice French wine would be handy.
There you go.
Oh, don't even start. There's something about European food that's just mind-blowing.
Indeed.
Have yourself a marvelous week, everyone. Namaste.
And you too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you know what, Claudia? You've got 2 minutes left
of
the show. You're still on. That was pretty very interesting. It really, truly was.
Tina, would you like to play some station identification and some other advertisements? You're welcome to do that if you'd like.
Cool, okay.
I know that Reverend
All
B
right.
Really
I know it's
that.
Been a long week, gal. Oh, I'd be glad.
Yes,
to.
It has.
All right. Let me.
Thank you so
doing
much.
The best
have
I can.
Have a nice week, everyone.
You know what, everybody
thank
out
you,
there,
goodbye.
This has been. We have got so over here at Greater Good Ministry Radio. There is so many other platforms that is going over here on
while
Greater Good Ministry
with a 12-inch
Radio.
Compound miter saw while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face to face with a congregation of alligators, with the
I don't know about that one. Let's try.
You know that
one.
The ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Shine bright like a diamond.